Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the special council meeting of Montreal West being held tonight, August 6, 2020, at the town hall located at 50 Westminster South. Because of the pandemic and ministerial order 2020-09 dated April 26, 2020, this meeting, who's present tonight is myself. I'm Mayor Benny Masella. Our four councillors, Councillor Mazzoni, Councillor Feeney, Councillor Yulin, and Councillor Torres. As well, we're being joined by our town clerk, Maître Claude Gilbert, and Maître Raphael D'Estasio, our director general. So if I could have somebody move to open the meeting, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move that the meeting be declared open.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. All right, we're going to number two, adoption of the agenda, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt the agenda of the special meeting of Thursday, August 6, 2020, as presented.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. Can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second the motion.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Number three, Site Planning and Architectural Integration Program, SPAIP.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move first to acknowledge receipt of the minutes of a meeting held by the Planning Advisory Committee, PAC, on August the 5th, 2020. Second, to approve as presented under the SPAIP, the following plans submitted to this meeting in accordance with the recommendations of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 48 to 54 Westminster North, installation of two commercial signs. 143 Brock South, removal of the rear deck and blocking the patio door. Second choice is approved. 4 to 6 Broughton, replacement of front stairs, landing, railings, and canopy of 236 Strather North, replacement of the garage door and new flashing around the roof. 163 Northview, reconstruction of front stairs, landings, and walkway. 153 Percival, construction of a garden shed in the backyard. 5 Northview, replacement of the front door, 7 windows, as well as the replacement of a regular door and a window by the patio door. 227 Wolseley North, replacement of two windows on the side of the building by a patio door and transom above. 164 Brock North, demolition and reconstruction of a detached garage in the backyard. 225 Westminster North, replacement of 10 windows and front balcony door. 317 Brock North, replacement of the side window. 35 Fenwick, construction of a garden shed in the backyard. 56 Angle Wall, surrounding front landing, installation of railings and refinished front landing. 207 Bedbrook, painting of the front door with the second color choice. 149 Westminster North, demolition and reconstruction of two front decks. 231 Strather North, replacement of front porch decking and railings, repair of a column and painting of the fascia. Third, to approve with conditions under the SPAIP, the following plans submitted to this meeting in accordance with the recommendations of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 78 Strather North, demolition and reconstruction of the chimney. 302 to 302A Westminster North, replacement of the front door. 7 Rennie, replacement of the garage door and canopy, as well as the replacement of the canopies on the main building. 4th, replacement of 26 windows. And 4th, to defer the examination of the following plans to a next meeting of this council in accordance with the recommendations of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 163 Northview, reconstruction of railings. 317 Brock North, replacement of the front door and garage door, as well as the cladding material on the second floor and soffits.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. If I could have a seconder, please.
I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. The next three items are minor exemption requests. I'm going to ask for each one of them, and we'll call them one at a time. I'm going to ask for Colleen Feeney, Councillor Feeney, to just to give a little summary of the minor exemption request. So for number four, it's a minor exemption request for 172 Bedbrook. Councillor Feeney?
Okay, yes. This is a case where there already was an existing balcony, which is being reconstructed a little bit closer to the sidewalk than is supposed to be by 0.83 meters. It's nothing new, but it normalizes the encroachment of the current front gallery. So I would like to move that the plans and request submitted to the July 8th, 2020 meeting of the Planning Advisory Committee be approved in accordance with bylaws 2010-002 and G18-0005 for the following minor exemptions from paragraph 6 of section 4.1.10 of the zoning bylaw regarding the immovable located at 172 Bedbrook in zone RA7 to normalize an encroachment of the front gallery, which is located at 3.74 meters from the property line, while the minimum front setback is 4.57 meters in the said zone, the consequence being to reduce this requirement by 0.83 meters.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. Number five is a minor exemption request for the address of 4-6 Broughton. Councillor Feeney?
Yes, okay, so this is a case of a very, very old house that was built a little bit too close to the sidewalk many, many years ago and wants to redo the canopy above the front door and the gallery, and it's not going to enlarge it at all. It's just as per existing, and they are improving upon it. And so we had decided that it would be improvement, and there's no change there, so I would like to move that. Oh, sorry. I'm not moving this one.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'll move it. Somebody move that. Go ahead, Councillor Yulin.
Yes. I move that the plan and request submitted to the July 8th, 2020 meeting of the Planning Advisory Committee be approved in accordance with bylaws 2010-002 and G18-005 for the following minor exemptions from paragraph 3 and 6 of section 4.1.10 of the zoning bylaw regarding the immovable located at 4-6 Broughton in zone RA-8 to allow the reconstruction of a gallery and overhanging canopy that encroachment into the front setback, the consequence being to increase this encroachment by 0.83 meters.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. And the last one, a minor exemption request for 1 Nelson. Councillor Feeney, if I could ask you to summarize, please.
Yeah. Okay. Once again, this is a case of a replacement of the current cladding material with a superior cladding material. So it's not a change, really. To the existing situation. At the moment, we only allow a maximum of 15% of cladding, and this one exceeds it a little bit. So, but it is a superior material, and as I say, the cladding was already there, so it is not a change in the current look of the house. Therefore, I would like to move that the plans and requests submitted to the July 8th, 2020 meeting of the Planning Advisory Committee be approved in accordance with bylaws 2010-002 and G18-0005 for the following minor exemptions from subparagraph 3 of the first paragraph and subparagraph 1 of the second paragraph of section 3.3.2 of the zoning bylaw regarding the immovable located at 1 Nelson in zone RA4 to allow wood clapboard as exterior cladding material on the lateral wall of the garage on the ground floor, as well as on the walls of the second floor instead of a maximum proportion of 15%.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yule. And all in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. Number seven is a subsidy application for Primada. Primada is a subsidy program that was opened up specifically for towns that are MATA friendly. In other words, towns that are des amis des amis, municipality amis des amis. So this is our first one. We're in the process of finalizing our MATA application, as it were, and we're trying to take advantage by applying for this subsidy for a particular project. So if I could ask Councillor Torres, please.
Yes, whereas the town has taken cognizance of the guide concerning a financial support program for water infrastructure under the Programme d'Infrastructure Municipalité Amis des Années, whereas the town must follow the applicable terms of this guide in order to obtain a subsidy under the said program and to receive this subsidy. Therefore, I move that the town of Montreal West undertake to comply with the applicable content of the guide mentioned in the preamble in order to carry out projects with the scope of Primada. That the town of Montreal West undertake to pay its share of the eligible costs for the carrying out of this project, as well as its operating costs once completed. That the town undertake to assume any non-eligible costs under the program, including any cost overruns and requests for changes. And last, that the Director General be authorized to file the subsidy application form and any other document on behalf of the town of Montreal West for the purpose of this resolution.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. Number eight. Disciplinary.
Mr. Mayor, whereas the Director General, in the exercise of responsibilities entrusted to her by the Cities and Towns Act, may suspend an employee according to Section 113, whereas employee number four, after inquiry, has been subject to a suspension with pay by the Director General. Therefore, Mr. Mayor, I move that Council ratified the suspension of employee number four with pay for 8 days.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. Number nine, permanent appointment of a communications development supervisor. If I could have somebody move the motion, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I move that Elizabeth Hua be appointed permanent communication development supervisor as of August 6th, 2020.
Can I have a seconder? Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. Can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor, I second the motion.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Normally, this is where we would go to question period, but because this meeting is being held in camera there, and according to the ministerial order, there is no question period. So if we can have somebody terminate the meeting, please.
Mr. Mayor, I move to terminate the meeting.
Thank you very much, Councillor Mazzoni. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Yulin. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much, folks. That's the end of our meeting. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back at the end of, August 31st for our regular council meeting. Thank you very much, folks. Have a good evening.